You're listening to Beyond Bourbon Street, an insider's guide to New Orleans. Beyond Bourbon Street is the podcast where we explore the food, music, culture, places, and people that make New Orleans unique. Whether you are planning a trip, living in New Orleans, or simply wanting a taste of the Crescent City from wherever you are, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, Mark Bologna.
Hey, y'all. This is episode 129. Welcome. Today's episode is a Way Beyond Bourbon Street show. We're going to talk about Louisiana's moniker as a sportsman's paradise and how I recently got to experience it on an outdoor adventure. This one's going to be kind of a split show because I don't think that's going to take a ton of time. And so I've also solicited audience questions from folks just like you. So we're going to do both. We'll talk about Sportsman's Paradise and we'll talk about random questions and answers from listeners. Before we jump in, though, I want to talk about the people that make this show possible. Workplace Solutions, one of our sponsors, offers furniture and technology products for corporate, education, and healthcare environments, plus individuals, too. They have partnerships with Steelcase and Microsoft, and they help create spaces that expand employee creativity and productivity. If you're looking to recreate your workspace for hundreds of employees or build that home office like me, visit Paul and the team at Workplace Solutions. A couple months ago, I got a sit-stand desk from Workplace Solutions for my home office, and man, it's been life-changing. I can easily change positions, which has helped my back, and it gives me lots of options for all those Zoom calls that we're on these days. Another sponsor is Lizwood Realty. The most frequent questions I get are about moving to New Orleans. If you're ready to make the move, you need a good realtor, and that's where Lizwood comes in. Let Liz and her team help you find the right place. They can help whether you plan to rent or purchase. And look, New Orleans is a terrific city, of course, but choosing the neighborhood that's the best fit for you can be tough sometimes. Liz makes that process fun and easy. Reach out to Liz at lizwoodrealty.com and make your dream of living in New Orleans a reality. Several members of our community have done just that and are thrilled with their new homes. I know you will be too. Finally, before we jump in, today's episode is sponsored by our Patreon supporters. If you love the podcast, the Facebook group, and the work I'm doing, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. You can find out more at patreon.com/beyondbourbonst. But for the price of a cup of coffee or a beer, you can help me continue to share my lens of New Orleans with you. If you join at the $10 level or above, we'll mention you on the show, like our newest supporters, Steve Lindsay, Sarah Benham, Jessica Geisel, Mike Seals, Lisa Johnson, Susan Brady, and Jane Welsh. Thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. It really makes a difference, and I sincerely appreciate it. And now, on to the show. First, we're going to talk about Sportsman's Paradise. Why the name? The title refers to the bounty of natural resources in Louisiana, including wetlands, bayous, lakes, the Mississippi River, and coastal marshes. Fishing, hunting, bird watching, hiking, kayaking, and camping are just a few ways to enjoy the outdoors here. And of course, Sportsman's Paradise could also refer to our love of sports like football, horse racing, basketball, and more. I've done a couple episodes in the past about kayaking in the bayous and swamps of New Orleans, and I'll put the links to those episodes in the show notes, which will be over at beyondbourbonst.com. But today, I want to talk about a recent experience I had hunting and fishing. So a little bit of background. When I was a kid, I used to fish on a commercial boat, and that meant most weekends getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning, driving about 2 hours away. We would catch or buy shrimp, then we would go out fishing out of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Once we had caught our limit, we would drive back. One of us would take the fish to market, and the others would take the boat into Lake Pontchartrain and try to catch our limit again. Then we'd repeat the process of selling the fish, and then we would clean the boat. We were kids, so it was a lot of fun, but that was a long day. It was often 14, 15 hours. Now, fast forward, I'm 50 years old, and I don't do that much anymore and don't have a desire to, but we were recently trying to figure out how to celebrate a friend's 50th birthday in a time of COVID. And what we landed on was going to a lodge down in Burris, Louisiana. So Buras is about an hour and 10 minutes from New Orleans. It's down along the river. And when we used to fish commercially, we'd go out of Buras or Empire or Venice or Boothville. And if you look at any of those, they're pretty close together, and they're down closer to the mouth of the river. So the advantage is you can go out the mouth if you want and into the Gulf of Mexico pretty easy. But we chose a place called Saltgrass Lodge, and they're not a sponsor or anything. We just had such a good time there, I wanted to mention it. And so what did we do? We drove down to Buras, like I said, about an hour, a little bit more, and we spent two nights down there at the lodge. Think bed and breakfast type thing, if you will. We had three meals a day. The meals were delicious. I had one of the best meals of my life, which was a redfish dish with sort of a meunier sauce and fresh shrimp on top. I'm not even a huge lover of fish, but it was incredible. But three meals a day were included. And for our package, what we did is we went inshore fishing. So that means that we did not go out into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a choice or an option you have, but we stayed inland in the bayous, and we caught redfish, flounder, a catfish. We didn't catch speckled trout, mostly because of the weather. But you could have also gone offshore for big game fishing. You can catch marlin down there, yellowjack, red drum, if you go out of the mouth of the river. So it's not what we did. And then on the second day, we went duck hunting. So obviously that's a seasonal thing. But we went duck hunting, which involved getting up very early in the morning. But we had an experienced guide who had already built a duck blind. So we went two people in a boat with the guide. So three people total in a boat. Again, we were out there. Sunrise was about 6:30. So we were in the blind by about 6 a.m. We didn't have to prepare anything. We just had to be dressed for the occasion and have our guns and ammunition. Similarly, when we went fishing, we didn't have to have anything except our licenses, which obviously you need licenses for hunting and fishing. And when we went fishing, everything was provided. So we stopped. I think we chipped in and bought the shrimp on the way. But the guide took us around, helped us find places, showed us where to cast. He had all of the equipment ready to go. None of us wanted to, but he would willingly put bait on the hook for you. And when you landed a fish, he helped net it if need be. If you needed help getting it off the hook, he helped with that too. Similarly with the hunting trip, again, so the blind was already built, which is, if you're a hunter, you know that can be a huge time commitment. As we were successful in shooting duck, we didn't use dogs this time, but the guide would go out and help us grab the ducks. When we were done, in both cases, the ducks and the fish were cleaned for us. So as someone that grew up on a fishing boat, when we didn't sell the fish, it was great to have fresh fish, but it meant a lot of work on top of a long day of scaling and cleaning fish. In this case, and I think it's true in most of the lodges, or if you just go down and fish for the day, they will clean the fish for you. And in our case, we had two options. They would bag them in Ziploc bags, or they would vacuum seal them. And we had some options, so we could have fillets, or we could have like half a fish if you like to grill a fish with the scales on. And so that was terrific. Again, we were a group of 50-year-old men who were out celebrating a birthday, didn't really want to mess with anything except enjoying the hunting and fishing. And so we had them clean everything, vacuum seal it, and then we could just split it up. It was really amazing. The place we went to, again, Saltgrass Lodge, was right up against the levee against the Mississippi River. So it was beautiful. It was a great place to see the river traffic. There was plenty of room. I needed practice shooting. I hadn't fired a shotgun in probably 20 years. So there was plenty of room for us to do that, which was nice. Again, the food was delicious. There was a sort of a big open main room where we could just relax and keep some social distance as well. There was a lot of outdoor space. And I think on a trip like this, so I do get asked sometimes, hey, if we want to go hunting or fishing, what can we do? There are other lodges, but again, I would highly recommend the place we went, Saltgrass Lodge. You can go, I think it's the Venice.